grand slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. My guest today is Amanda Genaloni. She plays shortstop for Nicholls State Colonels. She's had quite a career at Nicholls State in Louisiana. In fact, in 2018, she was a first-team all-conference, and she made the all-tournament team as well. Does well in the classroom, all-academic first team. And she also participated this year as part of the USA Baseball Women's National Team. Not to be confused with softball. They competed in Florida against some of the best teams in the world. Here to talk about that and where she sets her foundation in her everyday life is Amanda Genaloni. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So you grew up in Louisiana. You went, in fact, to Assumption High School, and you played softball and basketball for the Mustangs. So I got to ask you, was softball your favorite sport, or was baseball equal to it?
Softball was my favorite sport throughout high school. It's the game that captured my heart, but I played baseball as a kid, so always had that background and always had love for baseball as well.
So you did quite well at Assumption, Class 4A First Team All-State selection by the Coach Association, and a two-time Louisiana First Team honoree. So you have all these accolades, and you're probably getting recruited, but you decide to stay in-state, interestingly enough, and go to Nicholls State. Why did you choose Nicholls State?
For me, I wasn't the person to chase a bigger school just because of the name and the material things. I was looking for a school that I can get a great education, that had a family-like environment and a great softball culture. I was chasing more of the more important things personally to me. Instead of the big name school.
So you go to Nicholls State, and here we go. Let's talk about this journey. You broke right in your 2016 season, which was your freshman season, and you had no trouble adjusting. In fact, you started all 56 games at shortstop, and you had a remarkable rookie campaign. You hit .391 with 7 home runs and 40 RBI. Amanda, it seems like an easy transition to D1 softball, but you had a great freshman year. What made that transition so successful for you?
I played on the best travel ball team in Louisiana, the Marucci Patriots. And week in and week out, we were facing pitchers that were going to the SEC, pitchers that were going to Oregon, pitchers that were going to Cal State, pitchers that were going to every Big Ten conference. So as far as hitting, my travel ball team definitely got me prepared to play Division I softball, as well on the defensive side. Just playing high-level softball from a travel ball standpoint completely prepared for me when I was coming into college as far as speed of the game and speed of the pitching and stuff like that.
Yeah, what a remarkable freshman year. As I read here, you made the All-Southland first team. You were a hitter of the week. You're the only freshman to earn first team All-Southland Conference honors. So you really set the standard high for yourself, and I'm sure achieved some goals that you were trying to achieve that freshman year, which brings us into your sophomore and junior years. Now you're solidified in the middle of the infield, and you're playing Division I softball. Talk about some of the highlights thus far playing for Nicholls State. I know you'll be entering your senior year, and you had a great bang-up season with Nicholls State last year, winning the conference. But talk about some of the highlights of your career thus far.
Definitely, coming into college, my goal was to make a big difference at Nicholls, which is one reason why I did stay home and go to Nicholls that was rebuilding at the time I was recruited. I wanted to go somewhere to make a big difference. I didn't want to go to a bigger school just to be another number on a sheet of paper or just be, one of those people that play on the team. I really wanted to make a difference not only in softball, but, you know, my teammates on the team as well. And so coming in, a goal of mine was just to be the best I could be. And a coach came up to me and was like, you know, you can win freshman of the year this year for the whole conference. And, you know, I was kind of taken aback. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take that challenge. So step by step, I just worked and worked and worked my butt off day in and day out with coach, with my teammates, by myself all the time. And I ended up receiving freshman of the year after my freshman year of the whole conference. And that was a huge honor for me because I had set that goal coming in the Nichols. So that was I'm gonna forever remember that the journey that took me there, how hard I worked. And the biggest one would probably be winning conference last year, because it was my junior season, and we've worked so hard since my freshman year to build this program up to be the best in the conference. So just you know, ordering the rings and holding up that trophy, it's an unexplainable feeling.
Indeed. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, joined today by Amanda Genaloni, and what a career she has had thus far, and it hasn't stopped yet for Nichols State, playing for the Colonels at shortstop, going into her senior campaign, and a lot of honors here. But one thing that we haven't talked about yet, and I mentioned it in the opening, is that Amanda is also a baseball player, and sometimes softball and baseball get intertwined as one, but we're talking hardball, folks. In fact, she's so good that she plays for the United States women's national team in baseball. In fact, she just got done with the World Cup in Florida. But how did you get started in baseball, Amanda? Because it is much different, and you have to adapt to a different style of game. Nonetheless, same concept, different ball, and certainly a different game.
Yeah, so I played baseball growing up until I was 10. My dad and my brother coached me to be a baseball player. However, when I was 10, I was really trying to look into my future. Yes, as a 10-year-old, I was planning my future already. But my dad and I made the decision to move to softball so I could have a career in collegiate sports. So that's when I made the transition to softball. But my coach basically came up to me, Angel Santiago, and was like, I think you have the potential to make the USA Women's National Baseball Team. My freshman year, he told me that. And I thought he was crazy. I was like, I don't know. At first, I was a little skeptical of everything. But we talked about it. We started practicing. And, I mean, I worked every single day. Did not take a day off after softball season. Right after softball season ended my freshman year, I went straight into baseball and trained for months, and ended up making the World Cup team, which was an amazing experience. So I kind of got into baseball again with the blessing and confidence given to me by my coach here at Nichols. He saw that potential in me, and I'll be forever grateful for that.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this tournament that just passed. Your team, the United States team, placed fourth, I believe, out of 12 teams in pool play. But talk about the experience playing in Florida against some of the best women's baseball teams in the world.
Well, first and foremost, I think every athlete dreams of representing their country. So that is for sure the best thing out of that tournament that I can take from. Just getting to represent my country, playing the sport I absolutely love. Getting to see different cultures from different countries and just intermingling with people, having an open mind. That's pretty cool, too, because you get to experience other people from different parts of the country, you know, in that tournament. And, I mean, USA Baseball treats us like a world-class athlete. It's just an amazing experience within that organization as well.
Well, let's talk about the adjustments you have to make from going from the softball diamond to the baseball diamond. Now you're on 90 feet base paths, and obviously the ball is harder. It's smaller. Talk about the transition, the adjustments, I should say, that you had to make from going from softball to baseball to be successful.
Well, one of my baseball teammates actually made this cool analogy between the comparisons of baseball and softball. So she basically says, it's kind of like comparing tennis to ping pong. It's basically the same concept, but the whole entire game is different once you get into the details. Mm-hmm. So when I look at both sports, when I was transitioning first back from collegiate softball to, you know, national team baseball, I was like, oh, ball, glove, bat, field, bases, dirt, I'm going to be fine, you know. Just came off my freshman year, was excelling so well at softball. I was like, wow, like this is going to be a breeze. But what I came to find out through my experience, it's completely different. The speed of the game, the strategy, the footwork, the throw, the swing, I mean, you name it, everything about my game had to change. So it was extremely difficult transitioning back and forth that first year. As years are going on, I'm getting a little bit more accustomed to the transition, but I have a different swing in softball than I do in baseball. I have a different throw in softball than I do in baseball. You know, base running, completely different. I mean, you know, baseball, you know, you played baseball growing up, so you know how the difference is just, you know, once you experience it, it's, you know, that's when you really can grasp the concept. So, it does kind of, you know, get to me a little bit when they compare the two, because I've experienced in both, and they're both beautiful games. They're both really fun to play, but the differences in those games is what makes each of them challenging. I have so many people coming up to me, Amanda, what game's harder to play? And, you know, I'm not going to insult, you know, one the game or the other game. I just embrace the difficulty from each of them being different is how I go. So it's very different, but like I said, the challenge of it being different is what makes it fun.
Now, knowing you and knowing your knowledge of the game of softball and baseball, it seems to me that there might be a future in you for coaching the game at some point. Have you ever given that some thought? I know you're not done with college, but have you pondered that?
I have. Actually, I give lessons right now to numerous girls trying to better the game. I actually just got done with an internship with the MLB Youth Academy in New Orleans, and my job was pretty much all centered around coaching. So I have a lot of experience already. As far as a career, I do not want to enter coaching as a career, but I 100% want to give back to the game that has given me so much and coach the younger generation coming up, maybe as a side job or especially when I retire, something I'm extremely interested in.
Well, I want to encourage you. I don't think there is a women's professional baseball coach in the minor leagues or at any level. But I was just thinking, with your knowledge of the game and participation as a baseball player, do not rule that out, Amanda.
I won't. Trust me. It's pondering in my head always.
All right, let's take a break. Amanda Gentiloni is my guest. What an athlete, folks, at Nicholls State. Of course, we talked about her playing for the women's USA national baseball team. We're going to talk to Amanda about where she sets her foundation in her everyday life when Blessed to Play returns. After this.
If you're taking a break from Facebook, you're in good company. Hi, I'm Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection with another Media Minute here on EWTN. You're in good company indeed. Fewer Americans are signing on to Facebook, actually. A new survey showing 26% of United States users have deleted the Facebook app from their cell phones, and that's happened over the last 12 months or so. According to the Pew Research Center report, they also found 40% of the adults questioned said they are taking a break from, for example, checking the social media website for several weeks or more. The poll was taken back in early June, and it followed the Cambridge Analytica data scandal. For more information, you can go to the Pew Center website. I'm Teresa Tomeo with another Media Minute here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Amanda Gentiloni. She plays shortstop for the Nicholls State Colonels, a Division I school in Louisiana, has done quite well. All Southland first team all conference as a shortstop, all academic first teams. I could read off her accolades, and we'll be here quite a long time. But I want to talk about, in this portion of Blessed to Play, in this segment of the show, about Amanda's life of faith, because she's a value-based athlete, and her faith is of the utmost importance to her. Amanda, talk a little bit about that, because I know that is really at the top in your, I would say, in the importance of your life, even beyond athletics. But faith is important to you, isn't it?
Faith is the most important thing in my life. I strive to always put it over athletics, over academics, over anything else going in my life, because I know if I'm grounded in my faith, everything else in my life will just follow and just be great after that.
Now, when you hear such, there's so much negative things going on within religions and different aspects of faith environment, so to speak. And I bet your athletic life, your perseverance in dealing with adversity and stuff of that nature causes you to be steadfast despite some of the distractions that are going on all around us.
Oh, yeah. Especially in athletics. I think there's a strong culture in athletics, ranging from all sports. And it's extremely important to keep the faith, especially in college athletics, when there's so many other distractions, like you said. A lot of the times, people value you by how you play today's game. Like, you went 0-for-4, well, you suck. Or you went 4-for-4, and you're awesome. Well, keeping your faith, number one, you're always awesome in God's eyes. So it's not a matter of fact of what you do, but if you know that you're God's child, then no matter what you do, you're loved. So it kind of separates you from that culture of, kind of putting your accolades and putting your skills and what you do in a game as who you are as a person. So it kind of separates that, and it gets you through the day because you know no matter what, you're God's child.
You know, you broke it down so beautifully and succinctly, because at the end of the day, that is true, because we are a created being. So your relationship with God and how you respond to that as a human being, whether it be treating others, even what you give on the field, giving 100% at all time, being a great example of what it means to give it your all. I mean, that is a great example of God working through you as the one who created you. Let's talk about your God-given talent, because you've come to the realization, and I always make the distinction that you could have God-given talent, but if you don't work hard to hone those talents, it certainly can be wasted. So I'm sure you appreciate daily this God-given talent that you have, the ability to get out of bed, to be athletic, to run, to be able to play a game and to fulfill goals. I'm sure you're very appreciative of that.
Oh, of course. One thing that I strive to do every day is walk around with a grateful attitude. I think that's extremely important because literally God gives us the grace to do everything in our lives, not just in the athlete side, literally to breathe. God gives us that grace. And so the fact that I get to get out of my bed completely healthy, live my dream, and get to inspire people every day, I mean, that is just amazing. And that's all God given, all God's grace, 100% God, and the fact that he gave that all to me, the least I owe to him is to make my talents fruitful and inspire people every single day with those God-given talents.
Now, you're Catholic, so I think part of the recipe there is that church or going to Mass on Sunday, and you can get quite busy, especially during softball season. So how do you handle, making time on that day to go to church, perhaps do some extra things spiritually to nourish you? What do you do to keep yourself spiritually focused during that time?
On Sundays, while I'm playing, or even at the World Cup this past 3 weeks, I always find the time to go. So we were at the World Cup, and, nobody's going to church. We're at the World Cup. But me, I knew that was a must because, I'm centered in my faith, and I know I wouldn't even be at the World Cup if it wasn't for God. So I definitely want to give him my glory and praise. So I even took an Uber to a church nearby at the time we could, because our schedules were so hectic, but I found a time within our schedule that I could take an Uber and spend an hour with God that day. And even in softball season, we'll get back from road trips at 8:55 and go to 9 p.m. Mass, run over to the church and go. Or sometimes we go to 6 a.m. Mass before a big game. Who wants to wake up at 5:30 or 5, you know, at the day of a big game? There's a lot of us on our team that does that because we know we couldn't even play the game without, you know, God, the Eucharist, and everything that He gives us on a daily basis. So, I mean, there's a ton of things within our campus that keep me centered as well. We have adoration almost every day, Mass every day. The community of people here is just amazing. So I have a bunch of resources. I can't take all the credit for it. I have so many good friends that keep me grounded as well. And I just think it's super important to find those resources wherever you're at, even if nobody else is going to church or nobody else is going or praying. I think it's really important to do that and find those resources, because there's resources everywhere for anyone.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer chatting once again with Amanda Genaloni, plays shortstop for Nichols State Colonels. Amanda, I want to talk about your family. You're the youngest of five siblings, three sisters, Ashley, Amy, and Amber. And I don't want to forget about Andrew. How did he, you know, he's probably had a tough time growing up in that household to a certain degree with all those sisters. But talk about the faith. Talk about the faith environment, and talk about your sisters. Are they athletic as well?
My sisters played sports here and there growing up, but they weren't, you know, the most athletic. My brother actually was probably the most athletic besides me in my siblings. And he played high school baseball, and that's where I have my number five from. It's kind of off of him. I looked up to him as a kid. So he's basically why, or a part of the reason why I am the player I am today.
Now, I want to talk about your academic side, because there's a lot of discipline that has to go into being a Division I athlete, because time management is of the utmost importance. And obviously you're putting a great deal of time into your academics, and I believe you're majoring in marketing and management. I understand, like you said, you worked for MLB doing an internship. But talk about the discipline of being a Division I athlete and how you go about that.
Yeah, so you just kind of got to accept that you're not a normal college student, that you really have to find your why and why you do things, because things do get extremely stressful as an athlete. Personally, we wake up at 5 a.m. every day to work out. Then we go to class. Then we have practice. Then we have study hall. Then you have homework so God knows when you have to go to sleep. And then you have to wake up at 5 o'clock again. So I think the biggest thing for discipline is just learning how to say no to yourself and learning to pick your priorities. I think priorities say a lot about a person. So most days I don't have free time, because my little bits of free time I do have, I'm doing my schoolwork. And, you know, I'm just motivated by making myself great, not only in athletics, but I'm the most competitive person you'll ever meet in sports, but that also carries over in the classroom. I'm extremely competitive with myself, so that helps me discipline myself when I'm not feeling like doing a lot of schoolwork. I motivate myself, and I see the bigger picture and the end goal, and that is to make the best grades I possibly can so I can further my knowledge and then also prepare myself for my career.
All right, Amanda, I want to play some rapid fire with you to get a little bit, to know a little bit about you away from the athletic side. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is your favorite band?
Oh, my favorite band. That's a great question.
All right, I'll do. Go ahead.
I have a favorite artist, if that counts.
Yeah, that counts. We could go with that.
I love Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett, okay. Okay, we're adaptable. We could go from band to artist in a heartbeat.
Okay.
All right, what's your food that you turn to for comfort in a pinch?
100% pizza.
Ah, that's the Italian coming out of you, Amanda.
Yes.
Pepperoni or no pep?
Pepperoni, for sure.
Pepperoni, let's load it on. All right, your favorite MLB player?
My favorite LB player would probably be Baez from the Chicago Cubs. I could watch his videos and his games all day.
Javi Baez, one of the best. Do you ever sleep in to miss a class because you're just too tired?
Nope, that's not an option because I know my coach would kill me.
It's not an option. Okay, let me...
It's an option.
It's not an option. Okay. What is your goal when you graduate from Nicholls State? What do you want to do with the rest of your life?
I definitely want to strive for greatness in everything I do. So I definitely want to work for the MLB is one of my big goals. And then I'm huge in service work. So I obviously want to start my own foundation. And what, I don't know yet, but that's pretty much my goals. I just want to leave the world a better place than I came into.
Well, you heard it here, folks, and I believe that Amanda Gentiloni will achieve all that she just said. Amanda Gentiloni has been our guest. She plays shortstop for Nicholls State, of course, was part of the USA National Women's Baseball Team, and what a career she has had thus far as a collegiate athlete. Amanda, thanks so much. I do appreciate the time and talking a little bit about you. We got to know a little bit about Amanda Gentiloni a little better right here on Blessed to Play. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me so much.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You could like us on Facebook. Hit us up right on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Amanda Gentiloni, I'm Ron Meyer asking you to compete well for the faith in your everyday life.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.